Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to an episode of Failure's Knowledge podcast. And in this podcast, we're going to talk about the importance of taking risk for your podcast so your podcast can grow beyond its means. My name is Terrell Humphrey, and I'm your host of the Failure's Knowledge podcast. And make sure you have your pen now. Make sure you have your notebook. By the way, if you haven't yet, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Today, we are talking about why is it important to take risks on your podcast for you to really grow beyond your means. One thing that I recently discovered, in fact, today is October 23rd, 2025. I discovered this maybe 2 days ago. And when I discovered it, I recognized that I'm on the right path for my podcast. And there's over 5 million different podcasts. A lot of people stop at episode 3. 90% of the podcasts stop at episode number 3. 10% record past episode number 20. What my challenge was that I didn't want to be like every other podcaster. My goal is to be the biggest podcaster that ever existed. But in order for me to get to that goal, I have to be willing to take risks at a smaller level today. And when I noticed that, it's not the fact that the market is oversaturated or there's a lot of other podcasters. Moreover, it's just that I have to position myself differently. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is the importance of taking risk for your podcast. Let me go ahead and pull this up. Go ahead and get your pen and notebook out. Because we're diving deep with it today. And these are the lessons that I have learned, and we're gonna talk about it and how risk can prepare you for your future. So let's go ahead and get it started. Okay. All right, so boom. Let me go. All right, so here this is what we're gonna do. All right, there we go. So, I remember this. Okay, so I did a podcast with my buddy from Little Rock, Arkansas. He's an actor. Shout out to Dre. And we was talking, and I was talking about, like, man, like, for me to do research on you, it was really hard because there's no information about you. And what I recognized during that conversation was, one, it was a phenomenal conversation. Two, just because you are pursuing a particular goal doesn't mean you can't document what you are doing. Three, you have to communicate about what you're doing often, very often, and more than often. And as I was talking to him, I said this statement, and that was really great. And I said, without risk, you have no reward. And what that means is that if you don't take a chance, on your podcast, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to come from it because you're not taking risks for it. You're not trying new skills. You're not trying new information. You're not implementing new ways that will make your podcast different. And what I recognized just a couple of days ago, that if I want to be different like everyone else, one, I just have to be consistent. Two, the way I'm doing podcasting has to be different from other podcasters. Three, I have to do it in a way where it's entertaining. And what I recognize during this time is that it has to be entertaining. One, because of the value. Two, because of the information. Three, because of the transformation. If I don't take risks on my podcast, I can't speak about the risks that's out there. It doesn't matter what you are doing. You have to be willing to take that leap of faith to discover the risks that you're taking. Your podcast can grow. Your podcast can be impactful. Your podcast can make a difference. But it all starts with that first risk. The first risk is self-belief. I started to recently focus on my podcast. And by recent, I'm actually saying a year and a half ago, because I started learning about business, start understanding the language behind it, start see the importance of having a platform. And when I started to see that, I started to see the transformation that I was creating with other people. As I'm noticing this, I said, I have something here. I'm able to help someone. I'm able to make a difference. I'm able to position myself differently because of my podcast, because of my platform, because of the risks that I'm taking. In order for me to see the risk, I have to believe in the action that I'm doing, in the work that I'm implementing, because if I'm not focused on it, I can't understand what I'm doing. In addition to that, when I start to recognize how I'm doing it, I start to position my thoughts differently. Self-belief only comes from having belief in something that you don't see. I remember I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and not my twin brother, but my brother, name's Tim, and he proceeded to say, he was like, bro, you got to have faith like a mustard seed. Let me come back to the screen. He said, you got to have faith. Self-belief is faith like a little mustard seed. Like you can barely see the seed. You can barely see it in your hand. It's kind of like a period as you're writing a sentence. Towards the end of the sentence, it has a little dot there. That little dot there is called a period. That period is supposed to make you pause before you go into the next sentence. In addition to that, the faith behind the seed, the faith behind the belief within yourself, you have to give yourself time to develop the information of what you're doing. You can't be great until you learn the risks that you're taking. Every risk that I've taken over the last 5 years has not paid off the day after. Moreover, it pays off over time. The more risks that I take at a younger age, which I started back in 2020, the more risks that I start at a young age, 2020, I was 21, and I continue to do the same thing over years, over months, over days, I position myself differently. The risk that you're taking only comes from the wars that's being created from your past. Your past is setting you up. Your past is creating results. But if your risks if you want to see rewards from your risk, you have to be consistent. You have to have faith and you have to believe in everything that you're doing. I've been watching a lot of podcasts lately and they say that you have to believe in what you're doing. If you're not believing in what you're doing, how do you know it's going to work when you are the one that don't believe? I had to recognize that I was developing the belief within myself. My podcast can only grow if I see it growing. My podcast can only make a difference if I understand the difference that it's making. My podcast can only be established if I focus on it every single day. Without no risk, there's no rewards. You have to be willing to risk the rewards for now. And in other words, you have to risk the instant gratification for your rewards in the future, because the rewards in the future you will be prepared for, you'll be more educated for, and you will understand how to get it more consistently. You can't be consistent. You can't have opportunity. You can't see rewards fall into your lap because, one, there's so many challenges that you have to go through. Two, you have to be patient. And three, you just have to believe in everything that you're doing. I develop self-belief within everything that I'm doing because everything that I'm doing started from taking risk. Without risk, there is no reward. With risk, there are a lot of rewards. I'm going to go ahead and write that underneath it. Hold on, I'm going to write that right underneath it. Okay. With risk equals more rewards. And it's not even saying that you're going to get the reward so fast. What it is discovering is that the more you risk and take chance and try and learn and grow and be consistent, eventually you will be rewarded for your hard work. It's the hard work that matters that no one sees. It's the hard work, hold on. It's the hard work that matters that no one is going to compliment that the work that you have put in into yourself, into your craft, into your podcast. The difference that it makes is that when you're consistent, they start to see that you're adhered because you've been consistent for so long. With risk, what I say, hold on. With risk, you get more rewards because the more time you believe in yourself, the more opportunities you see to try something new, the better chances you get to discovering the lessons that you need to learn for your future success. Your rewards is getting built over time. It can't be built overnight. Rome, I was watching this podcast, and it was like Rome wasn't built overnight. Rome was built over a long period of time. If I wanted to pick up a book and read the book is not going to take me a day to read it. It could. However, it's going to take me time to read it. You have to give yourself time to understand. You have to give yourself time to try. You have to give yourself time to accept the rewards. But money is always the key. Hey, how you say this? Alumni fee? I said that wrong. But money is always the key. You're absolutely right. But before you get to the money, you have to be willing to take the risk. Because if you're not willing to take the risk, how would the money ever come to you? I had to learn. I'll tell you this. Alum I fed. There you go. Alum I fed. Just say, oh, Omni. Appreciate it, bro. Omni. Yeah, okay. I appreciate that. All right, so I give you a promise up. So my biggest thing that I discovered with half a decade ago when I was learning about what I was doing and the route that I wanted to go and the journey that I was going down, the biggest lesson that I learned is that, yes, you can dream big, okay? But dreaming big without action, without education, without experience is a waste of time. It's like you're doing it for fun and you're not even understanding what you're doing. So I started my journey in August of 2020. And I thought I was going to be a millionaire by September of 2020. And this right here is a month time frame. In other words, time, 30 days. In other words, 4 weeks. In other words, time. But my definition of of success and that was completely different. Snurs, man, what's going on? I appreciate you for tapping in. Yo, what's up? Follow. I appreciate it. When I started the journey a half a decade ago, I thought I was going to be a millionaire within a month. Like a millionaire is one, two, three. One, two, three. Is that enough zeros for a millionaire? I think so. But needless to say, I didn't even get that. I didn't get nowhere near it. $1 million plan. Hey, bro, you're a teacher. What's going on? What teacher? Which one? $1 million plan. Omni, you're absolutely right. I had $1 million plan, with no $1 million work at the behind it, without no $1 million risk behind it, without no $1 million understanding that it's going to take time. I didn't recognize that I had to develop the time. I had to develop the risk. I had to take the risk. I had to go get educated. I had to watch videos, listen to podcasts, read books, ask different people questions. Bro, you play any games, man? Not right now. The game that I'm playing is the game of life. I'm trying to develop that game right now. You know what I mean? Nonetheless, what I really discovered is that it's not the fact that I was doing anything wrong. I just didn't know how to go about doing it. And it taught me if I want to succeed in what I'm doing, wouldn't I have to be willing to take risk? By risk, I'm actually saying I have to be bad at a lot of different things. Because when I'm bad at, hold on, it's my, there we go. Okay, that's so nice. That's so nice. I appreciate it. Nurse. There you go. And hold on. When I take the risk right here, here's what's happening. Development. I'm developing. I'm growing. I'm learning. What I didn't recognize is that the learning takes a long time. Where are you from? Smurfs, I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. Where are you from? Let me know where you from. Where you chiming in from? You cannot be great if you don't understand where you are at. I remember when I went to college my first time going to college, I was going for kinesiology. I was going for physical therapy. But what I didn't recognize, I keep saying I didn't recognize from Pakistan, man, I appreciate you for coming on, man. I appreciate you for supporting. And what I learned during that time is that I have to really understand Allah. I appreciate it. Allah, good to meet you, brother. What I had to learn throughout the process is that you have to be willing to go through the process, be willing to be educated, be willing to try. When I was in algebra, it changed my life. When I was in algebra, it changed and it gave me a different perspective. The perspective that it gave me is that, one, I have to be okay with asking questions. For you to take risk, for you to discover who you are and who you're becoming, you have to be willing to take to ask questions, because as you're asking questions, you're learning. No, I'm not. My name is Terrell, bro. And hold on, let me see. As your development, I want to see what the definition of development is. Hold on. Development. So the definition of development is the process of developing or being developed. Evolution, growth, maturing, expansion. So you're really just growing within yourself. And I was growing within myself. And I had to learn, I had to discover that I was really growing into what I wanted to do. I was growing into what I wanted to do. No, I don't have a Discord. Not yet. Do I need to create one? Do I need to create a Discord? Would that be helpful if I created one? So the next point I want to hit on. Okay, yeah, there we go. Hold on. Okay, so the next point I want to hit on is that for taking risks for your podcast, for taking risks, is that you have to have a plan. Somebody said you have to have $1 million plan. You have to have $1 million plan. Amini said that, yep. And you have to, what I say, you have to have a plan. And in this plan, you have to, you can't even see what I'm writing. In this plan, you have to plan ahead. As you are planning ahead, you are really preparing for your future. The risk that you're taking today, you don't know how it's going to pay off in the future. You don't know how it's going to help you in the future. You don't know how it's going to really position you differently in life. But what it is going to do is going to help prepare you for your life. Your life matters because it's something that you have to go through, something that you have to develop. It's something that you have to learn. As you are learning about yourself, you have a plan to follow. You have a plan to follow. There's a great saying to say, if you fell into plan, you're planning to fail. And I was like, that's pretty good. If you're planning to fail, if you don't have a plan, then how can you really work towards the goal that you have in mind? And that's when I understood you're really doing something more than just growing, developing, evolving. You are having a plan for your future. The risks that you're taking are going to pay off in the future. Because as you are consistent with the work that you're doing today, in the future, it will be more than anything. It will pay off in so many different ways, you won't even understand how it's paying off. Like, prime example, when I was 18, I joined the Marine Corps. When I joined the Marine Corps, I didn't even know 8 years later, I will be walking into my purpose. I will be walking into my passion. I just knew I wanted something different. For you to take risks, you have to be willing to do something different. Doing something different is planning for your future. You cannot succeed in a way where you do not have a plan to follow. Having a plan to follow positions you differently because now you're taking the work, you're doing the work is gonna shift what you're doing. You're taking the risk in a planned manner. And then when you get around other people, you start to ask, the risk that I've been taking, is it worth it? And the people that's doing the same thing that you're doing in a different way, yet similar at the same time, they will say you're doing the right thing. You just got to give yourself time to understand the thing that you are doing. When you're planning ahead, you're having faith in the seed. You're having faith in that seed that you have to know that you are really growing within yourself. Growth happens when you learn to take risks for your future self. I can't change what happened when I was 17. I was a senior and I tore my ACL. But I knew I just didn't want to stay like that. I knew I wanted to get better. But when I had that injury, it taught me that pain doesn't last forever. When you have a plan, you have to be willing to pivot. You have to be willing to shift. You have to be willing to change directions. Because if you're not willing to adapt to time, the risk that you're taking won't be worth it because you're impatient with yourself. You see, there's so many different things that you're planning for. When you plan for your future, you gotta create. Hold on. You gotta not create, but you gotta define your success. You have to define your success. What is defining your success is everyone's meaning of success is different, but yours is going to be meaningful to you. When I knew I wanted to really have success and really work towards the success that I would like to have, I had to understand that there's a path that I got to go down. There's a journey that I got to explore. There's some lessons that I got to gain, and there's education that I have to discover. But having a plan will cause me to create the meaning of success. The definition of success. Success meaning is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. Here go another one. The good or bad outcome of an undertaking. That's confusing. Hold on. That second was confusing. Let's just make it simple. The meaning of success is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. And then they go to example. There's a thin line between success and failure. That's crazy how they just brought up the failure part. There's a thin line. Hold on. Maybe you got to see what I'm talking about. Maybe let me write it down. Let me write it down for you. There's quotation mark, there's a thin, line between success and failure. And that thin line, okay, that thin line, I'm adding this part. There's a thin line between success and failure. You see, that thin line that's right underneath success and failure is the lack of belief. When you have success, you have belief. When you have failure, you don't have as much belief because it's something that you don't know. It's something that you don't understand. It's something that you have to learn. Failure isn't bad. Failure can become knowledge. And when it becomes knowledge, knowledge turns into success. But first, you got to learn what the success means by failing to learn it. Failure doesn't mean that you're bad. Hold on. Failure doesn't mean that you're doing something bad. In fact, I give you a prime example. I recently failed a class. I didn't do it intentionally. I just happened to fail a class. And when I failed the class, I was the only one who has to retake it. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, failure, it was on my part. I can't blame the professor. I can't blame the other students. But what I can do is I can take accountability for my failure. My failure was I didn't prepare as much as I needed to. I didn't study as much as I needed to. I didn't ask as many questions as I needed to. So for me to turn that failure into knowledge and create the success from the failure, I have to be willing to ask questions, to study more, and to really understand the material. Now, now that I'm taking accountability for that, failure is not the end all be all. It's the fact that you're trying something new. The reason why failure is knowledge is so important, because if you never try something new, how do you take risks for your success? Your success is not going to come to you easily. Your success is not going to get handed to you. Your success is not going to give you a plate and say, hey, here go a plate. Here go your success. Have fun with it. You see, no. Here's the plate right here. If you want to eat, you got to learn how to cook. If you want to eat, you got to go out and hunt. If you want to eat, you got to get educated. Because your education is going to create the lessons that's going to help you eat more. Hold on. Let me come back to the screen. Because now I'm getting into it. Hold on. Alright, so I give you a prime example. Of what I just said. So you got a plate right here. We're gonna call this plate. Plate number one. And this plate number one is blank. No food. No lessons, no education, no belief. Okay, so now that your plate is empty, it's blank, right? There's nothing on the plate. How can you get full if there's nothing on the plate? You just have a plate that's in a cabinet. If you want the food, you gotta go and get it. So just because the plate is empty doesn't mean it can't get full. So right underneath it, here goes example number two. You got your plate. We'll call this plate number two. Oh, it's right there. We'll call this one plate number two. Plate number two, right there. Now, this plate is different than the other one because it's full. Hold on. Let me put some corn on it. Let me put some chicken on it. Let me put some fries on it. Let me put some green peas on it. Some spinach on there. Some water right there. So this plate is full of food. Okay, now that it's full, you got lessons on your plate. You got education on your plate. And you got self-belief on your plate. Why is that important? The opposite, the difference between plate number one and plate number two is the amount of things that's on this plate. I can give you a plate with nothing, but you got to learn how to cook. And then when you go and learn how to cook, you make the plate and say, hey, now I got something to eat. You go out and get the lessons and let the lessons be your experience let the lessons be your experience so your rewards can be on the plate. People don't see the work that you're going to do. They would never see it. Hold on. Hold on. Disconnect. I don't need that connected. They will never see it, but that's okay. As you go out and gain the lessons and take the risk and take the chance and seize that opportunity, your rewards is being created. Your rewards is being established. Your rewards is being handed to you because you're going out searching for it. No one is going to come to you and say, I have something for you if you're not going out to look for it. You have to be the one to look. You have to be the one to search. You have to be the one to take that risk. Your reward is going to come the more you take the risk, the more you get educated, the more you understand the lessons that you are pursuing. You will eventually start to grow. You can't grow if you understand that there's a process that you are growing through. Notice I said growing instead of going. You're growing through the process and learning the risk, learning the lessons, learning the experience, letting the lessons help you build the rewards for yourself. Because now when your plate is full, you know how to create your success. You know how to build your success, but you have to give it time for it to be established. Point number three, last point I want to hit on. Okay, last point I want to hit on is that since I'm in the podcast business, you have to be open. Point number three, learn the business. Since I'm in the podcast, I'm going to say learn the podcast business. Podcast business. There's so many different things that I didn't know. Oh, I didn't even show my screen. There we go. Learn the podcast business. Since I'm in the podcasting space, the biggest thing that's so important is how to make money from your podcast, from your platform, from your audience. There's so many different ways that you can, but you have to understand how to do it. And I'm in the process of discovering how to do it more often. Nonetheless, let's just go over like different ways that you can monetize or different ways that I've seen other people monetize. So, point number one, they say subscriptions. Number two, they say affiliates. Number three, they say products and services. And by they, I'm actually saying people who are already in the podcasting space, who's been in the podcast business for quite some time, who has a successful business, and it would I learned that just because I'm taking risks to create a different life, to create a different experience, there's something that's lacking, okay? As much as I think I want to learn a lot of stuff, there's a lot of information that I just do not know at this time. On the contrary, there are a lot of lessons that I do know, that I have done, that I have implemented. The reason why learning the business behind podcasting, because if you're just creating content just to create content, the risk that you're taking is to be comfortable on camera. The risk that you're taking is to learn how to communicate. The risk that you're taking is developing your leadership skills because you're in front of people talking and communicating. But what it doesn't do is help you build revenue from your podcast. It doesn't help you build revenue from the risk that you're taking. It doesn't help you build any type of money from you just having a podcast business. What happens is that you're building your skills. You have to build your skills. It's kind of like this game called Jenga. And you got these blocks, right? And the blocks are something like this. And They're blocks. They're building blocks. And then as you are building and playing the game, you have to remove blocks. So this right here, this stack of blocks, doesn't fall over. And when they fall over, then the game is over. In addition to that, when they do fall, you replace one box and you remove the box and you try to have the stack still stand. If it's standing, you pulled the right box. And what that means is that if you pulled the right box, you're stacking the right skill. If you pulled the right box, you're stacking the right skill. Well, how do you know if you're pulling the right skill? Because if you pulled the wrong skill, the box, the game of Jenga, the box, the game will be over. The blocks will fall over. When you pull the right box, you're learning the right skill. When you pull the right box, you're learning the right information. When you pull the right box, you're taking the right risk. To learn the podcast business, as I'm doing, just you have to learn how to make money from having a podcast. I'm learning on a daily basis, and I'm not just saying that you gotta understand it all at once. No, I'm actually practicing what I'm preaching. Like, I'm in the process of learning a podcast business every single day, and I learn something new every single day. Nonetheless, when you are in the growth phase of your journey, you have to go through the process because there's certain things that you can't skip. There's certain lessons that you can't ignore. There's so certain moments that you have to go through so you can grow into your rewards. As you are taking the risk, you're building your rewards. Your rewards is going to come the more you're consistent, the more you show up, the more you develop. And the more you get educated, your rewards will come based off the skills that you have developed. I had to discover that I had to build skills for myself to understand I was building a podcast business. And in order for me to do that, I had to understand that I had to learn what to offer, learn what to sell, learn what to do on a consistent basis. And so as I'm doing it, I'm gaining the skills for the reward. In life, as you're gaining the skills for your reward, you will eventually start to accomplish what you are looking to achieve. But you can't accomplish that if you're not working towards that, if you're not taking risks. Without risk, there is no reward. You have to take risk for your future self so you can accomplish the rewards that you are looking to achieve. So just to wrap up, just to recap, so today we went over without risk, you have no reward. You have to be okay with taking a chance on yourself. So the first point that we talked about was having self-belief. You have to believe in everything that you're doing. Even if you think that nothing's going to come from it, every action that you're doing, you have to believe in every single detail that you're doing it, because it eventually will start to come to life. The next thing that we talked about is that you have to have a plan. As you are having a plan, just know that your plan is not going to always go as planned. But it's good to plan ahead. But even though you're planning ahead, something's going to go wrong. Something's going to go right. But be okay with planning and adjusting and adapting to your time, because you have to be willing to change when time forces you to evolve. And the last point that we talked about was that you before that is that you have to you have to learn the podcast business or learn the business that you're in and identify how you can make money from that. It's going to position you differently because there's so much information you have to learn. But give yourself time to learn it, have a plan, and just be consistent with it. And then over time. You will eventually have the rewards to say, I've been working so hard and now I can find this. Now I have something to show for it. But you have to give yourself permission to take that risk, because without no risk, you have no rewards. But if you take a lot of risk, you will have a lot of rewards. So I appreciate y'all. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway from taking a risk for your podcast. Let me know in the comments. Hit that follow button. Hit that subscribe. And I can't wait to see and read y'all reply. I appreciate y'all.